the benefits of practicing impermanence, the certainty of death, and the uncertainty of the circumstances and the time of death, is that we will understand that our life is going to come to an end. And then in doing this, we will endeavor to make our life more meaningful, to use it meaningfully, to do what we think is most important. As they say, of the biggest footprint of all of the animals is that of the elephant. So too, the most important practice is that of impermanence. When we really understand impermanence, we have a much greater opportunity to understand and realize wisdom emptiness. Of course, the best practice is the realization of wisdom emptiness. In this way, we will remove all ignorance. We attain liberation from the cycle of samsara. However, if we haven't realized this yet, the practice of impermanence will be of great, great benefit. It will also be of a great antidote to our afflictions. We won't be attached, as we mentioned before, we won't be attached to all of these material concerns because we know that we're going to leave them behind sometime anyway. We won't go out searching for them because we might consider, well, I might just pass away. It could be my last day today or the next week. So why go and pursue all of these material concerns? It'll just be a waste of time. I can't take them with me. Also, knowing this, we realize that all our thoughts, all our problems, all our ideas are all impermanent as well. Even happiness. Happiness is just like the dew on a blade of grass. It'll be there for a while and then it'll evaporate. It'll disappear. Also help us with our practice. We know that all these thoughts, all of these afflictions are impermanent. Just watch them come and go. Maintain mindfulness and awareness instead of getting involved with them. Liberate ourselves from them. And knowing this, it helps us to liberate ourselves. When afflictions are going on, it might feel like they are there forever. But if we have the mindfulness and awareness and meditative concentration, we know that they'll come and they go. And the greater our awareness, the quicker we can observe them. Let them arise and let them disappear without engaging in them. And then we're far more free. We attain liberation in the moment. Everything is changing, including every single one of our thoughts, every single one of our desires. They will change as well. It will also encourage us to practice properly. The practice of death, the certainty of death, and the uncertainty of the circumstances is not there to depress us, make us feel unhappy. Maybe think, oh, are we going to die soon? Are we going to die in the next day or the next week? So why bother practicing anyway? This is not the purpose. The purpose is to encourage us to know that life could end any moment. So don't get all involved or waste our time in all these material concerns. But know that as long as we've got the opportunity to practice, that we have time, really apply ourselves to the practice, but also in the same time, as applying ourselves to the practice, know that life could come to end at any moment. So it even motivates us even more to practice diligently and to start now, not to procrastinate. And through this practice, diligent practice, it helps us to prepare us for the time of death. When death comes, it's not going to be a big shock for us. We're not going to be filled with fear because we know it can happen any time. In fact, every moment of life is a moment of moments of life and death, of birth and death. As a moment is born, a moment dies. It's happening all the time. Now, it's just the difference is that in this death, we are leaving this physical body behind. But it's just really another process of death, birth and death. In this way, if we practice diligently, whether death comes in the next week or the next month or the next 20 or 40 years, we won't have regret or remorse that we wasted this time. We used it meaningfully. We prepared for death. We transformed our mind. We benefited others. We created positive karma. And then this will also, all that practice is going to help us in the bardos. We'll navigate through the bardos much more easily And it'll help us to have a much better future life. The great teachers, they don't have any fear for death. In fact, they look forward to death. It's just another part of the process of their practice. It's a great opportunity to see how their practice went. For other people, the time of death, they might not be overjoyed about it, but they might not have fear about it. And for others, they have fear. Great remorse, great regret, great worry, for all different various reasons. This would show that maybe they haven't prepared for death sufficiently, or didn't prepare for death at all. So really, through practice, it's really going to help us at the time of death and navigate through the bardos. This life is like a precious jewel. It's a ship that can carry us to the other side, the bank, to the other side, to liberation, free from the suffering of samsara. And then if we're free from the cycle of samsara, what joy. We can climb the mountain to the top. If we can't reach the top, at least we may reach a point where we don't turn back, and that we can continue our practices in our future lives. So also be mindful of the benefits of practicing the impermanence, practicing the certainty of death, practicing the uncertainty of the circumstances and time of death. In this way, we use our life meaningfully, and we value this life, we value our time.